Texte numéro 132. Young British women struggle more than men to progress at work. Young women are struggling to rise above a sticky floor at work, amid a gulf in financial confidence between them and young men that leaves one in four clinging to jobs they don't enjoy, research suggests. British women aged 18 to 30 are worrying more about money, are more likely to feel their financial situation is getting worse, and more likely to be unable to afford food or other essentials than young men of the same age, according to a survey of about 5,000 young people, despite progress in closing the pay gap for older women and more women breaking through glass ceilings at work, said Claire Reindorp, the chief executive of Young Women's Trust, which carried out the study. She said, "The problem for young women is the sticky floor. At a young age, they get sorted into retail, care, hospitality, and into low pay, and they can't get out of it. Young women are also more likely to have taken on new debt in the last 12 months than young men, and save less," the research found. 41% of young women said their financial situation has worsened over the last 12 months, compared with 27% of young men. She cited a significant degree of misogyny out there, and the trust surveys of human resources decision makers revealing some won't hire women because of the risk of their fertility, and some who believe women are less suitable to senior management jobs. Pippa Rawlinson, 27, a single mother living in Bournemouth, said her legal career had been held back as a result of systems that did not provide sufficient affordable childcare to allow her to compete for work on a level playing field with men, who could often work longer hours as they didn't have children to look after. "You're up against other trainees for a very limited number of newly qualified positions," she said. "And if you're somebody that does get in at 9 a.m. and leaves at 5:50 p.m. because you have to pick your child up, and there's other people who are in at 8 a.m. and they're not leaving until 7 p.m. and they're billing higher than you are, it's a no-brainer in that respect. That responsibility for childcare does fall on women disproportionately. I'm not saying that men are not affected, but statistically it impacts women far more." She said the overall system was sexist. "It is essential that we have access to affordable childcare with good hours. Options are few and far between. They really restrict young women's ability to work. We want to work. I love my job. I love the career I'm in." Adapted from The Guardian, October 2024.